Today we celebrate the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose actual birthday is January 15th. On November 2nd, 1983, under President Reagan, the first official Martin Luther King Jr. Day was held, January 20th, 1986. Dr. King wrote an address for the 1964 Berlin Jazz Festival, in which he said, "Jazz speaks for life. The blues tells the story of life's difficulties. And if you think for a moment, you will realize that they take the hardest realities of life and put them into music, only to come out with some new hope or sense of triumph. This is triumphant music." This hour, we will be looking at some of the music inspired by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement. Beginning with today's Blue Plate Special, we'll hear from Jazz Soul 7, Lee Dorsey, and kick it off now with Ronnie Earle.
Thank you. With one another, honor the problems and honor the quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another, and do respect for the women of the world. Just remember, we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live,
and help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. I know we can. We if we want. Yes, we can. Can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Break the shaman. Yes, we can. I know we can. Can.
Take care of the children.
Oh, yeah, such a wonderful group. Jazz Soul 7 doing their version of People Get Ready from Impressions of Curtis Mayfield, a tribute album to the music of Curtis Mayfield, here on Midday Jazz Blue Plate Special. Lee Dorsey playing Yes We Can, and that was from Working in a Coal Mine. And just after noon to kick off the Blue Plate Special for this special day, blues from Martin Luther King Jr., Ronnie Earl on that one from Language of the Soul. I'm Paige Hansen in for Robin Lloyd here on this special day honoring the music that was created in light of the Civil Rights Movement, in light of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's work as well. And coming right up, we are going to be getting to Blue Mitchell and Charlie Parker, and I hope you'll keep it right here. Dr. King was a jazz fan who wrote eloquently about the music he loved and how jazz and the artists who created it influenced and shaped the dialogue of the Civil Rights Movement. His friend Reverend Samson Alexander recalls them debating the merits of jazz trumpeters Clifford Brown and Miles Davis. Quote, King preferred Miles Davis on that instrument, but he thought the absolute greatest jazz artist was Charlie Bird Parker, recalls Alexander, saying that in his speech at the Lincoln Memorial in August of 1963, King used the refrain, "Now is the time," referencing the title of Parker's classic 1945 tune. And that's what we're going to be playing right now on Midday Jazz. It's Charlie Parker now from Bird's Best Bop. This is going to be Now's the Time. From Bird's Best Bop, Charlie Parker, who, as we just learned, was Dr. Luther King Jr.'s favorite jazz artist and used the title of that particular tune, Now is the Time, in his famous speech at the Lincoln Memorial. We're going to continue on with Nina Simone and Blue Mitchell. It's a special hour dedicated to the music that honors the Civil Rights Movement and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Keep it right here. The time is 12:22 on 88.5. Support for KNKX comes from
OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery. Home to the Olympia Rainier, Pabst Blue Ribbon, and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer. Quail Park, now open in West Seattle, providing memory care to address the needs of persons living with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. Quail Park at 41st and Oregon in West Seattle. More information at qpmcwestseattle.com. A Living Care Lifestyles Memory Care Residence. The Biamp PDX Jazz Festival, February 20th through March 3rd. Featuring the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra and tributes to icons Rahsaan Roland Kirk, Art Blakey, Nat King Cole, Grover Washington Jr., Michael Brecker, Ermito Pascual, Donald Byrd, and Joe Henderson. More information at pdxjazz.com.
Thank you. Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
So many ambient. We really didn't expect anybody tonight, and you know why? Everybody knows everything. Everything is everything. Everything is everything. You know why? But we're glad that you've come to see us and hope that we can provide some kind of something for you this evening, this particular evening, this Sunday evening. At this particular time in 1968, we hope that we can give you something, something, whatever it is that you need tonight. Now, this song, if I had my way, we would change the name of the city in the song, but the state is the same. And it's Georgia. So I think that he wouldn't mind if we said Savannah instead of Atlanta. Where we're gonna go tomorrow. It's a song about Sunday in Savannah. One more Sunday in Savannah. Hear the whole creation shout and praise the Lord. See them flinging out the banner while the congregation says amen. One more Sunday in Savannah. Hear the whole creation shout and praise the Lord. See them flinging out the banner while the congregation says amen. while she sits there wishing for her last reward.
Tune to 88.5 KNKX. It's a special hour now dedicated to jazz and blues inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement. I'm Paige Hansen in for Robin Lloyd. And that was Nina Simone with that wonderful emotive voice from her performances, her performance of Sunday in Savannah from a concert taped just 3 days after King's death. And that's what she was talking about at the beginning of that tune. It was April 7th, 1968, at the Westbury Music Fair. And you can find it on the very best of Nina Simone. It was a concert set to be recorded in advance, and that proceeded in Simone spoke about Dr. King and the mood of the nation. We'll continue on, and you'll hear music from Oliver Nelson and Louis Armstrong. Keep it here. Support for KNKX comes from
Gonzaga Law School and its Center for Civil and Human Rights. Dedicated to enriching the educational experience of students and contributing to the practice of civil and human rights. Details at gonzaga.edu/law. Seattle Repertory Theater presenting Last of the Boys by Seattle playwright Stephen Dietz. The story of a troubled Vietnam vet whose self-exile is disrupted by a visit from an old war buddy who brings along his girlfriend and her mother. With fierce and sometimes funny consequences. Tickets at seattlerep.org.
Taking a brief peek at weather, you see a partly sunny today for MLK Day. Highs around 50. Tonight, a slight chance of rain and lows down to 40. 80% chance of rain for tomorrow with highs around 50. And right now, temperatures around the region, 45 degrees in Renton, 43 in Tacoma, and also 43 degrees on Orcas Island in Victoria, British Columbia. It's 44 degrees. And in traffic, Auburn right now, an overturned vehicle, it's blocking three lanes, 15th Street Northwest, both eastbound and westbound of Highway 167. In Seattle, stop and go at the West Seattle Bridge, eastbound between Del Ridge Way and I-5. We'll continue our special in just a moment on 88.5 KNKX.
No matter your age or income, you can make a meaningful gift to KNKX through your will, trust, or other estate plan. You can even name the station as a beneficiary of a life insurance policy or retirement plan. When you do, you become part of our Lifetime Listener Society. You can learn more by contacting Carrie Young at 877-677-5659 or by visiting our planned giving page at knkx.org/support.
Dr. King wrote an address for the 1964 Berlin Jazz Festival in which he said, "Modern jazz has continued in this tradition, singing songs of a more complicated urban existence. When life itself offers no order and meaning, the musician creates an order and meaning from the sounds of the earth which flow through his instrument. It is no wonder that so much of the search for identity among American Negroes was championed by jazz musicians. Long before the modern essayists and scholars wrote of racial identity as a problem for a multiracial world, musicians were returning to their roots to affirm that which was stirring within their souls." Unquote. One prominent black jazz artist that Dr. King was speaking about was pianist and bandleader Duke Ellington, whose Black, Blue, and Beige album was about black history and black aspirations and about black history in the midst of World War II. And performed live at Carnegie Hall in 1943. Saxophonist and composer Oliver Nelson's 1969 album, Black, Brown, and Beautiful, was a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. Excerpts from the liner notes, "I've seen enough of our world to feel that America just may have the guts to stand up and face itself. I hope that it doesn't take too long.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So nice. Archie Shepp doing Dr. King, the peaceful warrior from Things Have Got to Change. We are honoring the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this hour. Dr. King was a jazz fan. You can stop by our website and read his address at the 1964 Berlin Jazz Festival. We'll read some of those words in just a moment here on 88.5. I'm Paige Hansen, in for Robin Lloyd. Stick around. We're going to have Change Is Gonna Come, the tune coming right up.